Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
News alerts in the WOKV app. If indeed we do have that conclusion, we sent you multiple alerts last night as our election night coverage was underway. And we say good morning to Daniel Davis, who moves on to a May runoff. Just about everyone was projecting, with as crowded as the field was, seven names on the ballot, this would likely end in a runoff. And Daniel, you told us a couple weeks ago in our mayoral candidate spotlight series, this probably is headed to a runoff. So do you like where you are and where you finished 14 points behind the front runner in this one, Donna Deegan?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm incredibly pleased with the results of our team and where we're headed in Jacksonville and what we had to deal with between the different Republican candidates, and absolutely proud of the fact that we came out on top and looking forward to the next round.
Before we look forward, looking back a bit, and as divisive as some of the advertising was, we do see that you finished as the top of the Republicans, both Al Ferraro and ultimately Leanna Cumber, and there was a lot of money spent on that part of the race. Can you heal what was there and bring in a majority of those people who voted ultimately for someone other than you?
Sure. The answer is yes, we will bring the party back together, because there's one thing for sure, and that is Donna Deegan is the absolute wrong choice to be the next mayor. And I think once people understand that, then we will be able to bring our team together and we'll all pull the rope in the same direction.
Has too much negativity come from the Cumber camp to where you even want supporters of hers or her?
I want everybody's support. I welcome everybody on our team to help make Jacksonville a better place. And I think you see from time to time candidates excluding other people from their campaigns, and that's absolutely the wrong way that you should look at this. This is about an opportunity to add people to the team, not subtract people from the team. So I'm looking forward to everybody coming on board.
In talking about adding people to the team, one, and we always like to go beyond the soundbite, which is why we appeal to every one of the candidates this time of the year to go deeper. Sure. But one soundbite that we ultimately heard from last night, you name dropped Governor DeSantis. Is he crucial to your success? How important will it be for you to earn his endorsement, maybe even have him campaign for you here in Duval?
I think Governor DeSantis is crucial to the state of Florida. He's crucial to Jacksonville. And we're going to work hard to make sure that he knows how much he's appreciated here. And we're going to make sure that we do everything we can to keep Governor DeSantis involved in this campaign.
Can you win without an endorsement from him?
That's, you know, I am running my race. Would I love to have the endorsement of Governor Ron DeSantis? Yes.
I know you've had some months to be able to size up the entirety of the competition, and as crowded as this first election was, there's strategy that has to come in making sure that you look at each one. Now that it's down to one, what have you learned about Donna Deegan that you plan to make sure that you say over and over again while meeting with people out in the streets of Jacksonville?
I think what I heard at the doors when I'm knocking on doors in neighborhoods from the north side to Mandarin to the beaches to the west side, that there's a general likability of Donna, but she has no experience and shouldn't be mayor. And I think that it's going to be a pretty clear contrast between the experience I bring to the table and what she has done and what she will bring to the table. That's going to be a clear choice for the citizens to make when they vote.
What do you think she's learned about you?
You'd have to ask her that.
What do you want her to know about you?
we're very, very tough competitors. It's going to be a very exciting race. I can't wait to hit the ground running. I cannot wait to be Jacksonville's next mayor. I'm going to make Jacksonville a safer place, and it's going to be an exciting couple months.
Daniel, you had told us, and we were able to ask every candidate who came in for our Spotlight Series whether if you moved on to a runoff, if you would reappear again and have a chance to dive deeper into the issues together. Do you want to engage in that on a regular basis and in multiple forums beyond WOKV? That was something that Deegan told us last night in coverage, that she really wants to debate the issues and where you two are separate or how you separate yourselves on the issues, but do it together.
Yeah, and I'll do that as many times as we need to in a fair setting with reasonable questions about the issues. And my team will set that up. And I think the more I stand next to Donna Deegan, the more our citizens are going to see a clear contrast, and it's going to be a clear choice between one or the other. And so, yeah, that's going to be a fun part of this next race, because it's going to be a more conventional campaign that helps the citizens decide there's a clear choice, one that's going to make the city safer and one that won't.
You, I hear the birds in the background. You wake up this morning, you look in the mirror. What was the first thing you said to yourself?
We worked hard, man. We worked very, very hard in this first round, and we had about $4 million spent to destroy our name, and we powered through it. And all because we want to serve our city and we want to serve the people of our city. And it's a pretty good feeling the next day when you wake up that we made it through all of that just to be able to serve our city. So I'm feeling pretty good this morning.
Daniel Davis, do appreciate the time, sir. Thanks much. And we'll talk down the road in the campaign, and we'll hold you to you and both Donna Deegan coming together. And we do plan to bring you an hour of coverage where the two candidates who are moving on to the May 16th runoff will have a chance to debate the issues live in a forum on 104.5 WOKV. And we'll let you know just the moment that we get that scheduled. Dan, thanks.